Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Which tune are we travelling to today?
Ni hao ma. No, we're not. Well, it could be China, I don't know. I just felt like saying ni hao.
Ni hao.
All the gangsters out there.
I guess that does segue nicely into the first song.
So today we're doing flute, which, you know, I think some people might think is naff. I read one article that says it's whack.
It's whack.
Irritating. Pompous and has an annoying personality.
It's got that kind of...
Are they talking about me? Am I right?
Definitely me. I think that's a text I've received before. But it's got... It does have... It plays the note, but then it's got that breathy kind of thing over the top of
it. Well, yeah. And then, you know... But then all the tracks we're going to play today and then I'm going to talk about are so awesome. But
that's
so true. Then I read some other stuff that says... It also signifies like nature and spirituality because it's so
Pan-pipes.
Old and primal. And
yeah.
It's the oldest instrument we're going to be doing. It's like possibly 43,000 years old.
Older than kind of banging on things.
Maybe they're not counting that an instrument, but yeah, that blowing. And I guess they, you know, it mirrors the human voice more than other instruments. And because you have to breathe.
Right.
And actually, that'll be one of the things to listen for today, the difference between flute being played live or a sample, because with the live ones, you're going to get that breath phrasing like you do with singing, because you can only hold
right.
breath for so long. So you'll be able to sort of possibly differentiate. So whack or spiritual? That's the question today.
Whack or spiritual? Text in 5395. The first song we're going to play won't have that kind of phrasing because it is a sample. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
We may have played the song, it samples, earlier on in the week because Dr. Zemke reminded me of it and how much I loved it. And so I think I played it to start the show on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. That's fine. You can never have too much flute rap.
The Enoch Light track I played earlier in the week is the flautist, also flautist.
Yes,
is
yes.
this a word?
Yes, flautist is the correct.
It's such a great word.
Yeah. You know, it's better than pianist.
Yeah, that's true.
Watch out now.
There it is. Now, who is this artist?
This is The Beatnuts. It's a 1999 track that I have too many nines there. But it's funny because, you know, it's like flute and it's like, get money. You know, because you're like, wait. But the flute is the biggest thing in hip-hop right now in 2017.
And it was in the 90s as well, because some of the other tracks you offered up.
Yeah.
Also flute samples.
So it was in the 90s, people were using it as samples. And for some reason, especially this year, it's come back in. There's an artist called Future, and so his song Mask Off, and the chorus is Molly Percocet. Okay, so it's not like a, you know. And anyway, it's got a flute solo, a great flute sort of line in it, and it's generated heaps of memes and kids... playing or humming the solo, playing it on the saxophone, playing it on the cello. It's amazing.
Well, they sing names of drugs over the top.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good
and so that's awesome. You can look for that meme. But Future from Atlanta, so a lot of other Atlanta rappers have been kind of playing with it. I mean, same similar producers and that sort of thing. Kodak Black, Migos, Murda Beats, 2 Chainz, Dram, Yachty, and then Drake, who's not from... So this is all this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Flute. Well, flute rap. I don't know. That's a terrible thing.
Flute samples?
Yes. And, but you can hear it in this song. It harkens... Cause flute's other big genre, besides classical, and many folk music, is jazz.
Yeah.
And...
Jazz and prog? Prog and jazz.
Yeah. So, and hip-hop loves jazz... You know, and loves jazz samples and possibly reflecting, you know, where people, what was in their vinyl when they grew up. And so it makes sense. And, it, you know, it's gentle. So if you're trying to, this is my concern. If you're trying to layer your music, right, and you've got your bass and your drums and your voice, the flute is giving you something up at that upper end. Whereas
melody line.
Whereas another instrument might clash too much with some of the other you know, ranges going on. So anyway, that's my theory, because it's sitting up there, up the top. Get money with my flute.
Yo. Well, it worked. I think this was a hit for them, right?
Yeah, yeah. One of their, yeah, they weren't. This was one of their biggest hits. But it's awesome. And so, well, now this next track we're playing is hip hop as well from the 90s. And again, you know, you wouldn't usually picture the Beastie Boys jamming on the flute, but they're great Hoarder samplers.
Yeah, for sure.
Great stuff.
For sure. Shot. This is a Jeremy Steig sample for those of you who are sample freaks. So Jeremy Steig was a flautist, and it's that kind of just frenetic.
Did he work with his penis?
So he's a guy prone to having those really weird 70s album covers where he looks amazing and he's wearing like a silk shirt.
I know who that is.
With his flute, and then there's just a reclining woman
on
some...
Or topless with his hairy chest.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I have heard.
And he's just carried away with his flute, and he can't stop.
Well, that's maybe a great sample. Why? You can hear the earthiness of it. You can hear the breath, and you're not gonna like this. You can hear the tonguing and the fingering. Oh no,
Kristen!
No, but you can hear the tonguing for real.
Is that where the note closes quite cleanly?
Yeah. Sorry, this is still kid-friendly because kids won't get this.
Just can't stop tonguing.
So these flutes have both been what is actually called the Western classical flute, which are the silver ones.
Right.
But as you mentioned, they come in all sorts of sizes and shapes, made of bamboo and wood, clay, like the ocarina. That's considered a flute.
Program director Bridge ordered an ocarina online the other day.
I believe you.
On your bridge. You better make some music with it. Otherwise, come on.
Well, and then you've got the pan flute, you know, which is a bunch of them tied up together.
So it doesn't always have to be off to the side of your face.
No, it's any hollow side blown. Or top blown. Yes. Because the classical flute, the top is actually covered and you blow into the hole
on
the side, and has really sort of elaborate buttons and pads and that sort of stuff for your fingering. But that wasn't invented till like the 1800s. But China has its own flutes. Japan has its own flutes. South America, like, it's a very universal, very primal. And so maybe, you know, it is hearkening to that, you know. And I'm going to mention some songs. It's going to sound listy, but they're amazing songs. So, you know, the flute is, okay, hashtag lit, is Moody Blues, Night in White Satin.
Of course.
California Dreamin'.
Is it in California Dreaming?
Yeah, you're listening to it in your head right now. Yes, it's got that solo. Da, 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 all the leaves. The Hustle, da, 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 da.
Right.
Kung Fu Fighting, apparently not Stairway to Heaven. That's
an ocarina.
Or a pan flute. Spill the Wine.
Wow, these are just...
I know, right?
These are some jams.
Men at Work, Land Down Under. They actually got sued for it. Jay-Z, Big Boy Pimpin'.
Because they stole the flute line from something else.
A little bit of Kookaburra in there.
Ah.
So, you know, that's what, you know, when I emailed you, I said, you know, the flute sounds like it's not going to be an interesting instrument.
But it absolutely is.
All these tracks are amazing and they sound good. Now this, this track. So I'm surprised y'all have been ringing off the phone, because when you say flute in popular music circles, you get Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Sort of rock prog flute.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He's just going to town on that thing.
And, well, you know, some of their songs are like 20 minutes long. of flute jamming? Jamming.
This one isn't, thankfully.
So I read a little background on this track. He said that, you know, obviously the flute is a huge hit of this band that sold 60 million albums.
60 million.
And so, you know, he just needed more songs where he could jam, you know, to add into the set, you know, that wasn't like one of their tracks with verses and choruses and singing. So he added this in, and this is a Bach track written for the lute, not the flute. But, yeah, he played it on flute. Just so you could have something to kind of show off and jam in the middle of your 3-hour concert with 20-minute flute songs.
Yeah, this is a small one compared to the rest of the Tull canon. Where is he?
But they, Prague rock, experimented with classical a lot, so this wasn't unusual or weird to have that. They tried to add classical flair and virtuosity. Virtuosity means playing really, really good.
Yeah.
And sometimes in rock, you don't want that. It's the antithesis. Yeah. It's the rollover Beethoven till Tchaikovsky the news. We're not rock. But Prague kind of tried to put that back in, that you can like be a fine player. And classical, and especially with Jethro Tull, adding a little bit of funk. You know, so you feel like you're in merry medieval England with an ale.
Really,
and a busty lass.
Definitely was on the medieval tip, I think, for a lot of prog bands.
Yeah.
You're kind of tiptoeing through your medieval village.
Yeah.
Doffing your cap to the maidens along the way.
I think a lot of them were really educated, you know, gone to uni and stuff, so they did like to think about things in history, and, you know, it was slightly different than, I guess, some people think punk came as a reaction to that.
Right.
Saying, you know, you guys are, that was what we're supposed to be fighting against. But, you know, so Prague's got a lot of, integrated a lot of neat things, and I think the flute sounds cool.
It is cool. I mean, why would we be sampling it so voraciously?
I know. So hashtag flutes are cool.
Hashtag flutes are cool.
Now, Mike usually asks me how much they cost. But this one I came prepared because I bought a flute 2 years ago for my daughter. You know, you have kids and you buy them really expensive musical instruments.
And they lie on the floor getting dust.
$5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah. And that's not even like a fancy, it's not a beginner's because we'd been renting for about, 5 to 7 years.
Okay, so you can rent
them. So this
is
like a medium quality. Well, actually, let's say low medium. Yeah.
And is there such a thing as an entry-level flute?
Well, we made that mistake of buying a $300 flute from China.
Right. Okay.
So that's why I went for the $5,000. The things we do for love. But, you know, someday she's just going to be a flautist. She's going to be sampled. And we're just going to bask in our millions.
Yeah. The royalties will roll in.
She's going to go to Atlanta, hang out with the hip hoppers and
double
drink. And then they'll get her to play flute. Yeah. Yeah, that's the dream.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. I will be putting those tracks up as well as an extra on the Traveling Tunes playlist soon. You gotta wait for it though.
See you next week
at Real Groovy.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.